This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. Before we took our break, just before I introduced Stewart, I mentioned how I had to be very considerate with a buyer who had made an offer, 105 over asking price, list price 800, sold at 905, appraisal came in at 840. I'd gotten the buyer at the point of contract to agree to put $100,000 deposit up and cure any difference between the appraised price and the sales price. Very, very important for our sellers to protect themselves with a large deposit and also a waiver of appraisal when it jumps like this. Okay? So, because I'm a seller's agent, and fiduciarily, that means that I represent the seller's best interest. The agency law for real estate is the same law that applies between husband and wife. So a real estate agent is so undervalued, I think, in their own minds about how critical this relationship is. If you think about what husband and wife are supposed to do in the relationship, which is, if your husband or your wife falls down, you're responsible for picking them up. And if you don't take care of them, you violated the agency relationship between the two of you. The real estate agent's job is not just to market and sell the property, but to protect the client's interest in every aspect of the home sale. And that includes somebody asking, why are they moving? Oh, the Smiths are moving. Where are they going? That's a great question. They're relocating. Oh, do you know where? You know, you'll probably have to ask them that question. In other words, it's nobody's business what you as a seller does. Discretion is an important quality that real estate agents need to hold, which is the understanding of when to speak and when not to speak. I meet many real estate agents who are very, very nice people and very effusive in being nice to everybody, and they like what they do, and they like being liked. But discretion is knowing when you say something or do something and when you don't, because it might hurt your client and their ability to get a price. So, with this buyer who had paid a very high price, and I got a large deposit, and they went from the exultation of joy of getting the contract to the pain of maybe I paid too much. My sensitivity to them is not because I'm required to do that, as I'm not their agent, but more because I want to care with my fellow man and guide them through the process. And my requirement is fair, ethical, and honest, and I've been that with them. Now it's about caring for them and guiding them through understanding the decision that they've made. We sometimes buy things at all-time highs, and we regret it because the market falls after. But think about every time we've had a bull market and prices have doubled between 85 and 90, between 2002 and 2006, and maybe now, maybe we'll double again, who knows? Every time we've done this, people have had to pay more than where things have been and had to argue with themselves that I got to go pay that. And then next year it's worth more and they feel better. So just guiding the buyer through this process, where we are in the market, we're in a market that is exploding in value because of a lack of inventory, and nothing is going to shift that right now. We are going to see this continue in strength. Will prices keep going up like they are? They jump quickly, they're sticky on the downside, and we will see every year, even in the strength of a bull market, we saw prices jump and then drift through the rest of the year and then jump and drift. We'll see that happen again, I think, this year. Some point here, we're going to reach an equilibrium of demand with supply. We'll find out more. Well, I got to make a break now. It's episode 6 of the Senior Moments Radio Theater. Enjoy.
Well, look at that.
What?
And it still works. This is the typewriter we got you in junior high. I don't see the case anywhere. I bet you wonder where that went.
I had little doubt it was here somewhere.
I told you it was important to take our time. We might have accidentally thrown this away. I bet your girls can use it.
Dad, my girls have access to our wireless printer. They can type whatever they want on the family computer, their laptops, their tablets, even their phones, and print anything they want.
You can't throw away a perfectly good typewriter.
Sure I can. I don't need it anymore.
What if you lose power?
I have a generator.
Do you know how much it costs?
Do you know how much it's worth?
We can donate it.
I'm sure we can. Come on, Dad. We've got mountains of this stuff we've got to get through. We can't pick up every item and take it with us down memory lane.
All right. In the giveaway box.
Dad, you know you're avoiding these books here.
Books don't take up a lot of room.
One book doesn't take up a lot of room. 12,000 books take up a lot of room. You don't need all these books. Even if you read one a day for the rest of your life, you'd be about 130 before you finish them.
And then I could start reading them all again.
I bought you a tablet last Christmas. You can download the books you want to reread.
I'm not going to pay for books I already own.
You don't have to get rid of all your books. Pick the ones you want to reread, and let's donate the rest to the Friends of the Library. They will resell them and give the profits to the library. Everyone wins.
I've picked the ones I want to reread. This wall full, and this wall full, and this wall full, and the ones in the side shelf.
Dad.
Oh, I know. Your mother gave me most of these.
I know, Dad. And she was always the first one to give something away when it wasn't being used anymore.
Yes.
This box is the amount of space you have. Fill it with the books you want to keep. Everything else we donate.
I don't need any books. I can just spend the rest of my life watching game shows.
Great. We can use this box for something else, then.
That was self-pity, Tommy. Can't you pick up on subtle social cues?
Books. Box.
Okay.
Sweet. I didn't know you had a banjo.
There's a lot of things you don't know. Give me that thing.
When did you learn to do that?
When I was 13.
13? I don't remember you playing banjo.
I couldn't afford a banjo. I had to pay your college bills. I picked it up again a few years ago. But it can go. I certainly don't have room for a banjo.
You can't get rid of your banjo. You play banjo. How cool is that?
I don't need a banjo.
Dad, you've got to keep the banjo.
You can have the banjo.
Really? But I don't know how to play it.
Bring it over when you visit and I'll give you lessons.
Are you kidding?
Here, stick it in the box marked Tommy and let's keep him sorting.
How do you hold your right hand?
Tommy, lessons after we're finished sorting.
We can't sort all this today. Why don't we take a break and you can show me how to play some of those riffs you just did.
How's it going?
Great! Check it out! Dad gave me his banjo!
Wonderful. Whose house are you going to use for practicing it?
Come on. I think I'm a natural.
He's going to practice at my new place. But we'll never get into the new place until we clear out this mess.
Tommy, you weren't getting distracted, were you?
It's hard to keep him focused. You know that. But I keep cracking the whip and we'll get through it. You don't need a perfect manual typewriter, do you? Tommy wants to give it away.
Give it away? Those things are collector's items now. They're all the rage. I saw one appraised for over $400. We'll take it and see if we can sell it at consignment.
Really?
Very much in vogue. They're worth their weight in gold. Do you have a box for stuff that is coming home with us?
Over there with the other boxes. Donate, Tommy, trash, and keep.
Wait a minute. They're all empty. You guys have been at this for hours. What have you been...
This is a slow process. It's important to take our time. We might have accidentally thrown away this valuable typewriter.
And this banjo.
You said you'd go through this in 3 to 4 hours max.
I know. I was off by a little. I'm guessing it may take a little longer. Maybe 3 to 4 weeks.
All right, back to work. Someone will want this.
Well, that's all we have today. Thanks for joining me. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.